translation, pretentiously religious householder life in which one is attracted to material happiness and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Purport. Persons who identify with bodily existence are attached to the fruitive activities described in the Vedic literature. For example, in the Vedas it is said that one who observes the Chaturmasya vow will attain eternal happiness in the heavenly kingdom. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that this flowery language of the Vedas mostly attracts persons who identify with the body. To them such happiness as that of the heavenly kingdom is everything. They do not know that beyond that is the spiritual kingdom or kingdom of God. And they have no knowledge that one can go there. Thus they are bereft of transcendental knowledge. Such persons are very careful in observing the rules and regulations of household life in order to be promoted in the next life to the moon or other heavenly planets. It is stated here that such persons are attached to Gramya Sukh, which means material happiness, without knowledge of eternal, blissful, spiritual life. A recurring theme in Srimad Bhagavatam, stated at the very beginning of Bhagavatam, is that of what Srila Prabhupada here translates as pretentious religion, Kuta Dharma. And in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. Now we may wonder how can Dharma be cheating? Well, actually, actual dharma is not cheating. Just like we say, a cheating guru. But guru means agyanatimirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuru nilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. One who removes ignorance by just like a cataract is removed by the scalpel of applying the scalpel of knowledge, he removes ignorance. So guru means one's well-wisher by giving knowledge. But we say cheating guru. It means one who accepts the role of a guru and the perks that go with it, but does not remove the ignorance, has no intention of removing the ignorance. He may be deliberately taking that role to cheat others. He may be unaware that he is doing so, just like if someone is a kula guru, but he thinks that it's my family profession, just like there's in the village there's the baba, his son becomes a baba. In the village there's a washerman, so his son becomes a washerman. So like that, I'm the son of the village guru, so I'm the guru. It's a function. It becomes simply a social function. And he doesn't see anything wrong in that, and nor does anyone else see anything wrong in it. But actually he's cheating. So you may say, well, how is he cheating? Is everyone satisfied? What's wrong with it? Well, the whole of material life is cheating. He's just taking part in that. And the actual guru means one who points out the cheating, who is a Bhagavat. There are two kinds of Bhagavats. Ek Bhagavata Varo Bhagavata Shastra Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. One kind of Bhagavat is the book Bhagavat. That is considered superior. Ek Bhagavat Boro, it is bigger. And then also another Bhagavat. Bhagavat means in relationship to Bhagavan. So both are in relationship to Bhagavan. Another kind of Bhagavat is the devotee who is the receptacle of Bhakti Rasa, who's experiencing Bhakti Rasa. So among them, the two are said that one is greater is the book Bhagavat. But Prabhupada, he would always say that the person Bhagavat is more important. So is he contradicting Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? No, he's not. Although it would superficially it might appear to be so. But he's stating from a different perspective. From one perspective, the book Bhagavat is most important because the person Bhagavat, his authority to speak is only what he derives from the Shastra. If he doesn't speak from Shastra, then he's not a bona fide devotee. The person Bhagavat speaks only according to the book Bhagavat. So he's dependent on the book Bhagavat. Actually, the highest devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're dependent but not dependent. They are fully attached to Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat. But at the same time, their understanding is not confined to the book meaning. They go deeper. Just like we don't find the name of Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam. So someone may conclude that, well, she's not very important. But she is the important subject matter. Those who go deeper, they can find out the presence. Aradita Nunam Bhagavan Harishwara. So they can find out the indication. Anayaradito Nunam Aradita. Who is best worshipping Krishna? That is the very meaning of Radha. So cheating dharma is rejected. Cheating dharma, the person Bhagavat, he's dependent on the book Bhagavat, but from another perspective, the person Bhagavat is more important. As our godbrother Sarvabhavana Prabhu told me, he once asked Prabhupada, why is the person Bhagavat more important than the book Bhagavat? So Prabhupada replied, because he can catch your ear. Pull your ear. So you can read the book and then you can just take it or leave it. Or you can misinterpret it. But the person Bhagavat will establish what is the Bhagavat Siddhanta. The proper understanding of the book Bhagavat as given by the person Bhagavat. This was a Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He stressed this very much. What is the Amnaya Vani? He used this term, Amnaya. We're not very familiar with this word in ISKCON, although, of course, Srila Prabhupada presented us with the concepts embedded in it, but it's in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings. This term Amnaya is most important. It means the message of Shastra as received through the parampara of persons who understand the purpose of Shastra. So for us, the person Bhagavat, from another perspective, it's more important because the person Bhagavat establishes the principles of Shastra Otherwise, because of the cheating propensity that becomes inherent in the soul when he accepts a condition opposite to his dharma. You're talking about how can there be cheating dharma? There cannot be, but dharma means, of course there are various definitions of dharma, but dharma ultimately means to act in one's constitutional position, which means as the servant of Krishna. So when one accepts the opposite condition, then his dharma appears to be that of an enjoyer of the material world. But it's all simply cheating. So when one applies one's cheating propensity to Shastra, then he finds that in Shastra, which is only meant to indicate dharma, actual dharma, which is surrender to Krishna, then he takes Shastra to indicate that which is meant for my own personal enjoyment. And actually, much of the Shastra appears to be aimed at that. Vedavadaratah partha nanyadastiti vadinaha. Persons who are Vedavadis, it's mentioned in this verse also, Vedavad, those who think that they understand the purpose of the Vedas, they think that the purpose of the Vedas is to achieve a higher level of material enjoyment. So in this way they cheat themselves and cheat others by misinterpreting the purpose of the Vedas. Therefore, the person Bhagavat, the great acharyas, their coming to this world is necessary to establish by their activities and by their teachings what is the actual purpose of life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a great devotee, Mahabhagavat. It's not a cheap word. In Bengal, anyone who puts on tilak, Vaishnav tilak, there others will call it Mahabhagavat. It's a Mahabhagavat club, like the Rotary Club. They all praise it. It's basically formed so they can all come together and praise each other. At least from my experience of the Rotary Club. They all praise one another after another. They erect a bus shelter and then they have a meeting to praise each other for doing so. So in Bengal, my experience also is that anyone who puts on Vaishnav Tilak, then they'll praise Mahabhagavat without understanding what are the actual characteristics of even of a sadhaka. They hardly know the word sadhana because they just presume themselves to be on the highest platform. So much cheating had entered into the sampradaya of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to establish the teachings of Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. These are among the core teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the spotless evidence is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam begins its teachings on dharma by rejecting what is called here Kuta Dharma, Kaitava Dharma. But the sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was almost completely taken over by persons who, taking the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and exercising their cheating propensity, had, instead of becoming raised to the highest platform, Unatajvala Rasa, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to propagate, we could say, or make others aware of and give them the opportunity to come to that platform. They were instead, many in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, indulging in the lowest, most abominable activities. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, superficially, he, in his youth, he appeared to have, as was typical of the young, educated men of that day, and of this day also. Modern education, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out, jaro vidya jato maya bhai bhav tomar bhajane badha anitya mohajanamaya anitya sansare jivke kare gadha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, later regretting his, we can only say, apparent fascination by mundane studies in his youth, pointed out that it is simply a display of Maya's opulence that is an obstacle in approaching Krishna, in serving Krishna. It simply expands the already ignorant situation of this material world and makes the jiva into an ass. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his youth appeared to be such a person as who was not at all inclined toward Vaishnava Dharma, considering it to be low class, for the worst class of people, immoral class of people. That was the general perspective on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings by the youth of Bengal in that time, or the educated people of Bengal. Of course, we can say a show. Just like Arjuna was apparently bewildered. Yes, we can say he was bewildered, but that bewilderment was a temporary show for demonstrating a higher purpose, that Krishna spoke to Arjuna the Bhagavad Gita. So in the same way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared to be like an ordinary materialistic person, but we understand from the quality of his writings and his lifetime of dedication to the service of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would put it, a personal associate of Srimati Radharani, Radha Nijajan. So he stood against the cheating in the name of religion, in the name of dharma. This was one of his contributions. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam rejects Kuta Dharma, cheating religion, and establishes what is the highest dharma or actual dharma, Savaipung Sang Paro Dharma, Yato Bhakti Adhoksaji, Ahaitukiya Pratiyata, Yayatma Supersedati. That the highest dharma which can actually satisfy the person, the jiva, is bhakti, devotional service to the transcendent Lord, which is unmotivated and uninterrupted. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, similarly, he, in his writings we find, he stood against cheating religion, and he established what is the actual highest religion in a manner which was suitable for the logically educated people of that day. We find in his books very systematic approach in Sri Chaitanya Shikamrita, which is a book that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted. He said this book on Jaiva Dharma, these should be distributed very widely. And as we have a BBT trustee, is it present here? Your BBT trustee? It's something that could be taken up, that this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted these two books distributed to the intelligentsia of the world, because especially in Chaitanya Shikamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur very systematically, in a non-sectarian manner, analyzes what are the levels of religion in the world, starting with even prior to religion. There's morality. He goes systematically. Atheistic morality, then theistic morality, and the various concepts, and brings the understanding right up to Ragatmika Bhakti, the highest level, very systematically presents it. Actually, we don't, all these interfaith discussions, they're not necessary actually. Just give everyone Chaitanya Shikamrita and everything's there. And you can, who can argue with it? Shikshamrita, Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Of course, people can argue because of this kuta dharma, this cheating propensity, that they want to take, they presume dharma is meant for their own personal aggrandizement. And that's another contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that practically, of course, it's there also in other Vaishnava sampradayas, but he has demonstrated the real dharma of the jiva, that dharma is not meant for what God can do for me, but what I can do for him. That is a higher position. Aslishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanang mamahatam karutuva yatatata vidhatatu lambato mat prana natas tu saeva napara. Of course, this is expressed in other writings, other acharya, but not to this extent. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, among his many, many songs, which are in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur are complete education in what, in religion, complete. So Shikshastaka, he's made songs which are in themselves restating in Bengali of the Sanskrit verses of Shikshastaka, but also incorporating more depth, we can't say there's any more depth than what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, but bringing out some of the points. What is it? What is Trinadapi Sunichta? What does this mean? He demonstrates that more. So his contribution is unparalleled. Of course, all great acharyas, their contribution is unparalleled. They come in the world from our conditioned perspective, at a certain point within the history of the world, and they deliver Krishna consciousness according to the needs and capacity of the people at that time to accept it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by his writings, he's left us a great treasury. Even many of his writings are lost now, but even what's left is a great treasury which One of the purposes of the followers of Srila Prabhupada should be to bring to light what is the greatness of our Vaishnava Acharyas, what have they given. And especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his writings are, I was speaking of his songs, but there are so many other writings he's done which are, they address the modern mentality, which, although the mentality of the world in the beginning of the 21st century is different to that of the world in the beginning from the Bhaktivinoda Thakur was active from the mid 19th century up until the beginning of the 20th century. So the mentality's changed, but some of the basic patterns, the empiric mindset, or the so-called logical mindset, that's still there in the modern educational system. Not that it was absent in the, or not that it's absent in Vedic education or Vedic psychology, but it's overemphasized in the modern educational system. That in the Vedic system, yes, there is systematic, what we would call logical approach, but beyond that, there's also education beyond that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur addressed in a systematic, logical way, he addressed the mindset of modern people and brought them in his writings, introduced the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in which they could be accepted on that level by persons who have that modernistic mentality, and brought that to the perfection, which is beyond the conception of rationalism or logic or even of ordinary Vedic knowledge, swarasaki siddhi, braja gopidam. What is that? Parama nirmala sati, nirvishesha gyan. Ihara napai stiti. Yoga karma gyan, nirvishesha gyan, ihara napai stiti. But you know, Thakur in one of his kirtans describes that the perfection of the gopis, that is simultaneously parama chanchalasati, simultaneously the most chaste and the most unchaste. So what does that mean? Well, he says that by gyan and by yoga and by impersonal knowledge, this is not to be understood. It's a point, there's no place here. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he established all these principles, his tremendous contributions. That should be one of the purposes of our society, is acharyopasana, to worship the acharya by magnifying his teachings in the world, bringing his contributions to the world. The great acharyas, they come to the world, they make contribution while they're present, their personal presence is very powerful, and they leave behind their writings so that their contributions can continue to be accessed by those who are fortunate enough to appreciate them in future. So how will they become fortunate? Well, the present generation of Bhagavats, they have to make others, that is their service to the previous acharyas, to make others aware of the teachings of the previous acharyas. Once Srila Prabhupada was walking in London and Gurudas, that was, he told us, he was walking with Srila Prabhupada, and Gurudas brought up the subject of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, which he'd had some access to. And he praised those writings, and then he praised Prabhupada's writings. And Prabhupada said I am nothing in comparison to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is his feeling. Of course, these are all great Mahabhagavats, so it is their mercy upon us that they give us the opportunity to, never mind in a clumsy way or a foolish way, but to worship them by attempting to follow their teachings. So, as I was saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote so many kirtans, and out of them I chose three that we could sing now, which are all autobiographical or semi-autobiographical, so we get some insights into his life. Of course, Amar Jivan, he's speaking about my life, autobiographical. It's not really autobiographical in as much as in his Vaishnav humility, he's stating that which is not at all true about himself, but which, due to his quality as a Vaishnav, he states that it's true of himself. He states himself to be, throughout his whole life, he's simply attached to sinful activities. He describes himself as one who takes pleasure in the displeasure of others, which is absolutely opposite of his actual situation. So, by singing this, I can understand my own situation and have some insight into the humility and greatness of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we'll sing that first. Amar Jivan Sada Pape Rata. Those who don't have song sheets can please raise their hands, and Mangal Nilay Prabhu will give you one. In the meantime, where are the cartels? Ah, please get these. Cartels, please. Oh, one thing. Someone is not in there? Huh? You got the sheet, then give it to those who don't have, can please raise their hands. It can be given to them. Now, I have it. Bhima Prabhu doesn't have it. But when I give an indication, can someone come and turn the page for me? Because I prefer to read it in Bengali. But you don't know Bengali, but I'll give you an indication. And when I say, when I nod at you, then you just have to turn the page. That's all. Okay? Because unfortunately, I didn't learn these songs. There was one family I used to visit in Cuttack, Orissa, from Bengali background, the family of disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So his whole family, they all knew all the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They'd sing any song, and no need to see any book. They'll just sing. So, but I'm lacking, so I need to see the book. Amar jibana shadapa. Amar jibana shadapa pirata nahi ka punyaralesh. Amar jiban shadapa pirata nahi ka punyaralesh. Parere udbega diache je koto diache jibere klesh. Parere udbega diache je koto diache jibere klesh. Nija shukha lagi pape nahi dari dayahina art swatapa. Nija shukha lagi pape nahi dari dayahina swatapa. Para shukhe dukhi sada mitha bhashi para dukha shukha ka. Para shukhe dukhi sada mitha bhashi para dukha shukha ka. Ashesha kamana hridim, Ashesha kamana hridim ajima, Khodidamba parayam. Ashesha kamana hridim ajima, Khodidamba parayam. Madamata shada bishoye mohita hinsha garba bibusha. Madamata shada bishoye mohita hinsha garba. Nidra lashahata shukhaje birata akhaje uda udogi ame. Nidra la shahato shukha je birata akha je udogi ame. Pratishta la giya shata charana lobha hata shadata ame. Pratishta lagiya shata acharana lobhata shada kame. Eheno dujana shajana bhajita aparadhi niranta. Eheno dujana shajana bhajita aparadhi niranta. Eheno
Subhakaja Shana Shadana Tamana Nana Duke Jarasa. Subhakaja Shana Shadana Tamana Nana Duke Jarasa. Badake ekan upaya bihina take dina akinchan. Badake ekan upaya bihina take dina akinchan. Bhakti Vinod Prabhur Charane Kare Dukha Nivedan. Bhakti Vinod Prabhur Charane Kare Dukha Nivedan.
No, it's in well, the next one we're going to sing is Amana Durmati. So, do you all have that? Amana Durmati? Okay. You all have Amana Durmati? You could all understand that song? You want a translation? Translation? Okay, I'll give a rough, off the top of my head translation. In my life, I'm always attached to sinful activities. There's not even a drop of piety within me. Giving anxiety, how much anxiety have I given to others? How much trouble have I given to others? For the sake of my own happiness, I don't fear any sin. I'm completely devoid of any mercy and totally attached to and totally selfish. I take pleasure, I am unhappy at others' pleasure. Always lying and take pleasure in others' distress. With unlimited desire, material desires are within my heart. I'm angry and proud. I'm always bewildered. And illusioned by sense gratification. And then my ornaments, my decorations are envy or violence and arrogance. I'm smashed or I'm put by sleep and laziness. I don't have any good, I'm devoid of any good activities. And I'm active in wrong activities. For the sake of prestige, I act in a duplicitous way. And I'm overcome by greed and always full of material desires. So such a rascal, devoid of good association, I'm such a rascal, devoid of good association, that I'm always making offenses. Devoid of auspicious activities, with my mind always full of anarthas, inauspicious, unwanted things. Now I'm worn down by distress. Now in my old age, without any means, without any other recourse, I've now become humble and without anything but Krishna. Bhaktivinod offers this story of distress at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So we'll go on to the next. Amona Durmati, which I hope you'll know. Now this is here, but the next song, you have to come back again, because it goes over two pages also. So this one. Amona Durmati Shamsara Bhitar. Sing. Emana Durmati Shamsara Bhitare Pariya Chinu Ami. Emana Durmati Shamsara Bhitare Pariya Chinu. Emana Durmati Shamsara Bhitare Pariya Chinu Ami. Nija jan kono mahajane pathaya dile tumi Nija jan kono mahajane pathaya dile tumi Daya kari mare, patita dekhiya, kahilo amare kiya. Daya kari mare, patita dekhiya, kahilo amare kiya. Kahi dina jana shuno bhalo kotha Ulashito habe hiya Kahi dina jana shuno bhalo kotha Ulashito habe hiya Tomare tarite Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe Avata Tomare tarite Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe Avata Tomahe no koto dinahe no jane karulam bhava paan Tomahe no koto dinahe no jane karulam bhava paan Bede patiga, rakibara tare vukha bana viprasuta. Bede la patiga, rakibara tare vukha bana viprasuta. Mahaprabhu name nadiya matai shambhudhai abadhudha
Mahaprabhu name nadiya matai shamo bhayo Nanda Sutra Jini Chaitanya Gosai Nijanama Faridan Nanda Sutra Jini Chaitanya Gosai Nijanama Faridan Tarilo jagat tumi o jayalo nija parichay Tarilo jagat tumi o jayalo nija parichay Shikata Shuniya Asiya China Tomara Charana Kale Shikata Shuniya Asiya China Tomara Charana Kale Prakati binoda kandiya kandiya kahini bale Prakati binoda kandiya kandiya kahini bale
Such a wicked-minded person as myself has fallen within this material world. But you have sent some great personality, your own personal associate, who very kindly, being very kind to me, seeing me very fallen, has approached me and said as follows, O you fallen person, listen to some good news that will make your heart joyful. To save you, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has taken avatar in Navadvip and he has taken over the ocean of material existence. How many fallen and wretched persons like yourself to fulfill the promise of the Vedas, he has appeared as Rukmavarna, actually means reddish color, as the son of a Brahmana, known or named as Mahaprabhu. He maddens Nadia, and with him is his brother, the Avadhuta, the transcendental madman, namely Nityananda. He is Chaitanya Gosai. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is giving his own name. And in this way, he has saved the world. You also go. And you will also, yourself, personally, be delivered. So hearing these words, I have come, O Lord, to your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, crying and crying, tells his own story, his life story. So, the next one we're going to sing is which one? Where is that? Gurudev Baro Kripa Kori. It's this one. So after the first line, you have to turn it.
Gurudev Baro Kripa Kori Dora Bona Mache Godro Me Priya Chostan. Baro Kripa Kori Godro Bona Mache Godro Me Priya Chostan. আজ্ঞা দিলা মোরে এ বজে বসি হরি নাম কর গান আজ্ঞা দিলা মোরে এ বজে বসি হরি নাম কর গান কিন্তু কবে প্রভু জগত অর্পিবে এই দাসের দয়া করি কিন্তু কবে প্রভু জগত অর্পিবে এই দাসের দয়া করি চিত্ত স্থির হবে সকল সহিব একান্তে ভজিব হরি চিত্ত স্থির হবে সকল সহিব একান্তে ভজিব হরি শৈশব যৌবনে জ্বর সুখ সঙ্গে অভ্যাস হইল মন্দ শৈশব যৌবনে জ্বর সুখ সঙ্গে অভ্যাস হইল মন্দ নিজ কর্ম দোষে এই দেহ হইল ভজনের প্রতিবন্ধ নিজ কর্ম দোষে এই দেহ হইল ভজনের প্রতিবন্ধ পদকে কন পঞ্চ রোগে হত কে মনে ভজিব বল পদকে কন পঞ্চ রোগে হত কে মনে ভজিব বল কানিয়া কান্দিয়া তোমার চরণে পড়িয়াছি সুবিভল কান্দিয়া কান্দিয়া তোমার চরণে পড়িয়াছি সুবিভল
Gurudev, being very merciful, you have given me a place in Godrum within the forest of Goradesh and ordered me, sit here in this place, reside here in this place, which is non-different from Vrindavan, and sing the name of Hari. But, O Prabhu, O Lord, Gurudev, when will you give me the qualification, when, being merciful to this servant of yours, will you give me the qualification to actually do so? Then my consciousness will remain steady. I'll be able to tolerate everything and completely, devotedly, with fixed consciousness, worship Hari. In my childhood and youth, I was simply concerned with mundane pleasure. Therefore, my habits became, I imbibed bad habits. And as a result of my own fault, of my own activities, my own body has become an obstacle to devotional service. Now in my old age, I am beset by five kinds of disease. Tell me, how will I now perform devotional service? Crying and crying, falling at your feet, I am simply overcome. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Jai.